there were a lot of flying fields starting up across the country. Obviously, we were getting ready to enter World War I, and so Scott Field was picked as one of those areas. It opens up formally on 1 September 1917, so if we want to call that our birthday or the date of establishment.
And this was really about pilot training, right, for the war?
That's correct. So the very first flight happens the very next day on 2 September 1917. And so folks would, pilots would come here, they would do pilot training here, and then they would go directly from here over to the war in Europe.
What kind of airplanes are they flying at that point?
The original aircraft that they started with on that first flight was a standard J trainer, they call it. But J and 4 Jennies were predominantly the aircraft they were training on.
Are these like biplanes?
That's exactly what they are. Two-seat biplanes.
What was the mission then in the years between World War I and World War II?
The War Department decides the base is going to become a lighter-than-air station. So balloons, dirigibles, rigid airships, and that sort of thing.
And then World War II is more turning in sort of the radio communications training.
Right, what they call the radio school, what we would call communications training. And even that's sort of morphed into the term cyber, right, because that's all information type.
When did Scott Field actually become Scott Air Force Base?
Okay, so when the United States Air Force becomes an independent service in September 18th of 1947, of course, Scott Field becomes Scott Air Force Base at that point.
And the mission really kind of began to change. The base went from training of radio operators and also added air transport and aeromedical evacuation at the time. And those are really missions that have carried through till today, right?
Right. So the radio school or the comm era, that's going to go on really until 1959. But then, yeah, you're correct. The mission is definitely going to change. And that's kind of when Air Training Command goes away and the training mission goes away. And the Military Air Transportation Service, what we call MATS, kind of comes here in 1957. And that's what we mark as sort of the global mobility era that we know today.
The 375th Air Mobility Wing is the host wing for Scott Air Force Base. What does that mean?
Okay, so across the Air Force, there's going to be some organization on the base, a wing, that is charged with being the host for the installation. So the infrastructure and that sort of thing is their responsibility. So while we have what we call mission partners on the base, all of those other entities on the base, they don't have responsibility necessarily for the buildings they're in, for the perimeter and the improvements and all of that sort of thing.
The 375th supports 31 mission partners today. That includes U.S. Transportation Command, Air Mobility Command, the 18th Air Force. This base really has a global impact, from moving armed forces to airlift.
Medical evacuation is a big piece of that as well.
What happens here really touches people all over the globe.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And that really does start in that 1957 era. And it starts with a lot of patient movement. You start to see, in fact, at one point in time, all DOD-wide air medical evacuation happened out of here. Arguably, that still continues today. Whether that's any kind of mobility airlift that's going on, that's happening today, any kind of aerial refueling, that, of course, is coming out of here today, all controlled out of the TACC, 18th Air Force, and Air Mobility Command.
And just who's moving where at any given point? They know about it here.
Absolutely.
At Scott.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.